Abraham and his family and their migrations to the migrations of semi-nomads such as the Bedouin that we still see today in some of these regions. During his migrations, Abraham makes his way down to the land of Canaan. We run here into some of the familiar stories, such as in the course of these migrations and the movement down into the land that we would today call Israel, we run across well-known stories such as Abraham sacrificing Isaac to be replaced by a goat in the bushes or a ram in the thicket. And it looks like here we can probably place this in what is now the modern city of Jerusalem, that is up on top of Mount Moriah. And indeed, this rock on which Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac is the rock, we are told, that is today within the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This rock also was within the Temple of Solomon, the Temple of Herod, up on top of this ancient site. We are further told that Abraham's descendants are then going to migrate into the land of Egypt. We will discuss this in the next lecture, but I want to point out here that this falls into the general historical era of what we call the Hyksos, a group of people that rule Egypt from about 1720 down to 1550 BCE. And to have Abraham's descendants moving around in Canaan and then down into Egypt actually fits very, very well with the time of the Hyksos. Again, we'll get into that in the next lecture. What I want to point out here is the fact that Abraham himself fits fairly well into what we know was happening during the early second millennium BCE. That is a breakdown of powerful city-states that had flourished during the third millennium, that disruptions occurred in Egypt and in Mesopotamia, and that if anybody is going to start wandering around during this period, it could have been Abraham and his group of people. Some of the disruptions of urban life that took place in the early second millennium have been attributed to a group called the Amorites, or the Amuru. And these Amorites begin to be mentioned in textual documents of the Mesopotamian city-states. So we have textual, that is written, attestation to a group called the Amorites that are moving around. In the 1930s, William F. Albright, one of the most famous historians studying ancient Israel, built upon the artifactual and documentary evidence, and using texts from later Amorite states of the Middle Bronze Age, Albright and other scholars formulated what is known as the Amorite hypothesis. The Amorite hypothesis simply states that the Hebrew patriarchs, that is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, entered the area of Canaan, later Israel, as a part of widespread Amorite movements that disrupted the whole region during the early second millennium BCE. And they said that the patriarchal narratives told in the Hebrew Bible should be seen accordingly, that is, against the background of early Amorite society. And if you're trying to decide whether Abraham and the patriarchs actually existed, this would be a good time in which to set them, that is, these early Amorite movements during the beginning of the second millennium. And indeed, an early second millennium date for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob essentially agrees with the chronology that we find in the Hebrew Bible, that is, in 1 Kings, where we get a date, 1 Kings 6:1